president with the South Dakota Farmers Union. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Well, how are things down in Lake Preston? Are you wet, dry, feeling good?
Well, we're right where I'm at. We're feeling pretty good. We've missed out on the really, really big rains. You know, Haytite got really dumped on here just a few days ago, and Old Ham got dumped on about a week or so ago, and we've been getting about 3/4 of an inch every time, so we're looking really good here.
Well, it's kind of nice to get these rains in August. We don't get that many a lot of times, but it's kind of been moving, keeping most people, but boy, you just can't get up in that Aberdeen area. They just can't. And I talked to a guy at Crespard. He said his neighbor just had an insurance guy come out, and they gave him 2 bushel an acre on corn.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I guess it's really bad. A lot of it's really bad. It's some of the worst they've had for a long time. So I guess there is some dry areas, and it's too bad for that. But
yep,
you know, and
maybe
some,
they'll get some today.
Yeah, they might get some today, but I don't think it's going to hurt help much. Some of the beans they said are already dropped the leaves and so on. So it's
they are in bad shape. Then.
Yep. But anyway, well, let's talk about some better things. A fly-in. You got the fly-in coming up.
Yeah, the second week in September, we're going to 33 people from South Dakota are going to fly out to Washington, D.C. and talk to the conferees and tell them we need to get this sucker done and get that farm bill signed, because we don't want to go through the 2014 where we delay it and delay it and delay it, and we have no certainty on what the farm bill is going to do or what it's going to help us with. And we just need to really reinforce that, and then we need to tell those people out in Congress that these trade wars are definitely not good for agriculture, and that we've got 4 years of pretty poor prices, and the trade wars are not helping us whatsoever. So that's the two messages we're going to run out there.
Well, the way it sounds is the farm bill possibly might be signed by the end of September, and that would be a record, wouldn't it?
Well, of recent history, yes.
Have one signed before the other one expired?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I guess I don't have a lot of confidence in what Congress tells us, but actions usually speak louder than words. So let's see what they can do.
Well, they got to get some positive coming out of there for agriculture. You know, some of the tariffs, and, you know, I was talking to some of the farmers down there saying, you know, we probably need some new trade things. But, boy, hitting it right now on 4 down years is probably the toughest time to hit it. And I think most of them agree that China's probably been kind of abusing us on the trade. But, boy, it's just a tough time to do this, isn't it?
Well, anybody that's been in agriculture for any amount of time knows that a trade war, nobody wins. Everybody loses. And almost every single time we have any kind of trade dispute like that, agriculture is the brunt of it, because everybody knows that if you want to hurt somebody, you hurt them through food, because everything else is relatively expendable, but food is not. You need food and water to live, period. And I truly believe that's what a lot of these foreign governments, when we have disputes, that's why they go after our wheat. That's why they go after our hog. That's why they go after our corn. And so who takes the brunt of these little squabbles is agriculture. And mm-hmm. And if we had some decent prices and things were going along, humming along pretty decent, it wouldn't be so bad. I mean, it still would be bad, but nothing like what we're doing now, where we've had 4 down years and record crops, and we're just driving that price down further and further, and our inputs are not following. So what's a guy supposed to do?
Well, there's one, they're saying NAFTA may be signed with Mexico, and that could help some of the wheat and some of the other stuff. So that's a positive, but boy, this China thing, I think this is a long term. I don't think it's going to get accomplished in a short term. And hope, I don't know, it's just one of those things that, I guess if we can move it along, that'll be great. You guys get out there, and a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
When's that coming up again?
I believe it's September 11th through the 14th, I believe it is.
All right.
And it's a little too late now to for anybody that wants to go, but if you're really thinking that you'd like to go out there, sign up for next year. We go every year. So and those people out there, the congressmen, not so much the congressmen, because we talked to a lot of ag aides, mm-hmm. and those are the guys that we need to talk to and let them know what the heck's going on in South Dakota, because I'll tell you what, 90% of them don't know.
Well, and a lot of the aides are the ones that make a lot of the decisions, too.
Absolutely.
You know, Wayne, let's talk about the state fair coming in, coming up next week. Can you believe that? That just kind of summer just kind of flew by.
What happened to summer?
I know it. It's like we were just getting started on it, wondering if the temperatures are going to warm up and get the crop in, and all of a sudden we're at state fair.
We're at state fair. That's right. We got a really big day at the state fair. It's going to be Saturday, September 1st. It's Farmers Union Day. 10:30, we're going to give away, at the Freedom Stage, we're going to give away 25 $1,000 scholarships to high school seniors. And that's a big deal. We've been doing that for quite a while. We've given away a lot of money for kids to go to school. And Farmers Union, we have a triangle that's part of our emblem, and one of the sides is education. And so Farmers Union is really big into education, and this is just another way that we help youth with education. And then, of course, at 11:30, the big one, we're going to have the Farmers Share Luncheon. And this year, you're going to get a sandwich and chips and milk, and I believe there's a drink. There might be even some ice cream. I'm not even sure about that. But you're going to pay what the farmer's share of that meal costs, and that is going to be 25 cents.
Well, that I went to that last year, and it was a good meal too. You got to get in, yeah. It's a line though. You got a big line.
And we generally feed about 2,000 people. So if you're really interested and you're going to be there, you probably ought to be there right at 11:30, because it doesn't take very long and we don't have any food left.
I know it's a 30 cents, but a lot of guys give a little extra because it goes to a good cause.
It does. Yep. So that's, and we're going to pass out how much, what percentage of all of the products there that the farmers share is, and so people can see, you know, what they pay in the grocery store is just a fraction of what we get out here in the countryside, and that's the educational part there.
And you'll
and
be,
of course, on.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
And then I was just going to say, at 1 o'clock, then we're going to have at Freedom Stage, which is just right across the road from where we're going to have our luncheon. We're going to have a big discussion with the FSA Executive Director from South Dakota, and we're going to talk about the Farm Bill and rural issues affecting farmers and ranchers in our state. So after you've got your stomach full, you can express your opinions afterwards.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to have, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but we've got our safety trailer, and it's going to be at the state fair, so everybody needs to take a look at that. That is really one cool thing that we're going to be running around to schools, and we're going to do them at our day camps next year, and if anybody's interested in having it at a meeting or something that they're having, I think we're available, and try to get a hold of the state office, and it is a really, really cool deal. So you'll have to check that out, too. And then, of course, at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Farm Safety Quiz Bowl Finals, which has been kind of a tradition for the last, probably 4 or 5 years. So big day.
I've seen the trailer on the outside. I haven't looked inside on it yet, but I've seen some pictures of it, and it looks like it's been – I know it's been busy talking to Rocky. He's been kind of going around with it. Anyway, your tent on Saturday is Farmers Union Day at the South Dakota State
yep.
Fair. It's right by the Freedom Stage, right south of the Freedom Stage, right where all the other day sponsors are. Easy to find.
Yeah, very easy to find. You find the Freedom Stage, and you just look to the south, and that's where we'll be. And generally speaking, once you get to the Freedom Stage, the line will be lined up for the meal, so it won't be hard to find.
Yeah, you could start earlier because they line up about an hour before.
Oh, yeah, we got people getting in line very, very early. So far, we haven't had any people pitch a tent or anything, but that'd be the next thing, I'm sure.
Well, anyway, Wayne, it's a fun time. State Fair coming up. You guys will be down there. Stop at your tent. Take in the meal. A lot of things going on the Freedom Stage and on your day on Saturday. That'll be Saturday. And that's September 1, isn't it? You'll be the first.
September 1, yep.
Well, Wayne, we'll talk
to you. Everything starts about at 10:30, so you can get there early.
All right, we'll talk to you Saturday, though, Wayne.
All right, sounds real good. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. And that's Wayne Soren, who's the...